On July 4, 1982, astronauts guided Space Shuttle Columbia to its first concrete runway landing at Edwards Air Force Base in California.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
First Lady Nancy Reagan was on site to greet astronauts Mattingly and Hartsfield as they disembarked from Columbia after the successful landing, while President Reagan remarked to the watching world that TK and Hank had given the American people a 4th of July to remember. 10 more years passed before another crew would celebrate the 4th in space, but with a continuous human presence on the International Space Station, at least one American since 2001 has spent the holiday in orbit. Because fireworks are typically low in the atmosphere, the brief flashes can't be seen from the station. But peering out from the cupola, astronauts may get a glimpse of spectacular auroras, unusual sunrises or sunsets, or even lightning, as nature creates its own fireworks. In the coming years, more astronauts will spend the 4th of July aboard the space station, and one day, we can look forward to American astronauts celebrating Independence Day on the moon or even Mars. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV.